There will be a tribute to millions of men Sunday for Father's Day. It's a time-worn tradition by now for many of them, marked by ties and socks or maybe a gift card. But for first-time dads, it will be a brand new and exciting experience. Our own Rob Sachs, the director of this show, is in that group.
I know I'm only 4 months into this whole fatherhood thing, so I don't have a lot of wisdom. But I'm certainly getting a lot of advice from people I meet. I hear it all the time. Enjoy the moment because they grow up fast. Get sleep when you can, and watch out for those dirty diapers. Ha ha ha. That last one actually is pretty helpful. But if there's one refrain that actually has rung true, is that fatherhood really does change your life forever. In our daily life, my wife Anna and I have had to adapt to a brand new schedule, one that's largely built around our daughter Rachel. We nap when she naps, we eat only when she's satisfied, and we drop everything the moment her smile turns to a frown. We're hoping things get easier as she matures, but for now, it's abundantly clear who's the boss in this relationship. What no one told me, though, is that being a dad isn't only about me. It's about our parents becoming grandparents, our siblings becoming aunts and uncles, and our friends becoming honorary aunts and uncles. And with all those new titles has come new ways to connect to and cherish the people we care about most in our life. And as for Anna and me, the shared excitement of Rachel's development has added a whole new dimension to our own relationship. But can I just tell you? It's also really cool just being in the new daddy club. I now have an instant connection with all those other new fathers. I can meet any dad on the street and trade war stories about lost pacifiers or talk about the latest in diaper bag fashion. You know, they actually come in camouflage. But still, the dad I prefer to talk to the most is my own. Now more than ever, I realize that my father really does know best, at least most of the time. As for my relationship with Rachel, that's still really in its beginning phase. But I can't wait for the day when I get to read her first bedtime story, or watch her perform in her school play, or what it will feel like when we dance together at her wedding. But for now, I'm content to change her diapers, wipe away her spit-ups, and try my best to make her giggle.
Good luck with that, Rob. Rob Sachs is our director here at Tell Me More.